Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. I'm Trac O'Brien, and this week we're looking at ways of cutting back on waste in the weekly shop. Ireland currently generates 1.2 million tonnes of packaging waste per year and is the biggest producer of plastic packaging per head of population in the EU. If you want to make a change to your carbon footprint, it looks like a good place to start. The plastic bag levy that was introduced in 2001 was an effective initial step in curbing this waste, but what other steps can we all take to help cut down on our shopping waste? I met up with Evelyn Fitzpatrick of the Refill Mill to find out what tips she has.
Yeah, it's really hard to shop zero waste.
Yeah.
But there's loads of different things that you can do that will dramatically reduce your waste. So things like basic things like trying to buy your fruit and veg loose is the obvious place to start. It's not always easy to do that. Sometimes you have to go to your local grocers to do that instead. And it's nice to support those small businesses too. But another thing that you can start getting in the habit of is looking at the packaging that you're actually buying. So buying products that are in glass or aluminium packaging is much better than their plastic alternatives. So examples of that would be, the most basic one would be ketchup, mayonnaise, those kind of condiment products.
Right.
Most of the time you'll find them in plastic and in glass, and just going for the glass option is much easier.
Yeah.
And then another thing is if you are in the habit of buying multi-packs, say if you're doing lunches and things like that, buying multi-packs of crisps or sweets or anything like that, instead of buying those, buy the big packet instead.
Okay.
So instead of buying 10 small packets of crisps, buy one big bag of crisps and then split it out into lunch boxes, jars, things like that.
That you'll use are little Tupperware boxes or something like that, and they'll be sealed. You can use
that'll
them again.
That'll keep it fresh and it'll reduce a huge amount of soft plastic.
You might get the kids eating a little bit less crisps as well. You could trick them a little bit there.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Okay.
Other things are shopping in the reduce section. I'm a big advocate for shopping in the reduce section. It's a great way of reducing food waste in particular. Now, there's always plastic on those products.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You can't feel guilty about it because those products are likely going to go to landfill, the plastic and the food.
Yeah.
So at least you're saving on some waste.
On what's going into the landfill. Yeah.
And it's a lot cheaper as well. And another thing that I would love to see normalised a little bit more would be bringing your own containers for the likes of shopping in delis and salad bars.
Right.
So even if you're a little bit awkward about bringing in your containers to the deli, most people are very nice. They don't mind you taking them in and refilling them for you. Just a lunchbox. But in salad bars, if you just initially get their tub and then wash it out and keep bringing the same tub back, so they won't even know that you've actually...
I was wondering how we were going to conquer that one.
So I've done that loads of times, nobody's ever noticed. It's just one way of saving that tub every time.
And these little things, the more people are doing them, the more normalised the whole thing gets, and it's not an issue, you know.
Absolutely. I have a lot of customers that talk about bringing their own lunchboxes to butchers and delis now, and they don't have any problem with it.
Very good. Since I started working on this feature, what I would notice, you start paying a lot more attention to how much soft plastic is there. And you mentioned fruit and you mentioned veg, and you see the soft plastic and you start thinking, it is like, and in most supermarkets, you can just go for an unpackaged alternative or something that's in a box even, you know, like where you get apples in a box instead of apples in a pack, you know. There's little things, and it's just a tiny little change of mindset.
It is a mindset change. It's just, instead of buying the thing that you're always used to buying, maybe just looking out for the alternative. That's all it is. It's like you said, the apples, bananas are a huge one. There's always the option with the plastic bag or without the plastic bag.
And the kids love going up to weigh the bananas.
That's
my thing. They get a lot more crack out of it once we're getting them loose like that.
Yeah.
So, and it is, you're teaching the kids as well as you're doing all this stuff. They're learning all the time, and you're just kind of...
They're not going to have to unlearn all the bad habits that we're having to unlearn at the minute. They'll have it right the first time around.
Perfect, Evelyn. Yeah. Listen, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lots of ideas there to help you cut back on your weekly packaging waste. When the bag levy came in, we adapted it into our weekly shop by making sure we had spare bags in the car boot at all times, or by keeping the bags by the front door once the shopping has been put away. These extra tips really only require us to advance our current procedures a little bit further to make a big difference to our carbon footprint and create some new norms.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee
and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.